我们华人常常会讲说我要办一个 party 的时候，就很多人说那个办你要怎么去形容，就发现说美国人是扔一个派对。
哇哦，
因为我就是现在就想学英文的，我跟人家交流我觉得有话说不出来，这个感觉让我怎么讲体会。
哦天哪，老伙计，这个东西应该怎么念呢？
叫老伙计的，
就那种一支枪嘛，以前那种中国的电影去翻译英国。
你 know, 我以为你在说 old turkey。
没有。
老伙计。
哦，我的上帝呀、啊！
这
句话应该
怎
么
说
？And if you're wondering the same, then you've come to the right place. 英语任你说 ，Let's talk. Welcome back, guys. 欢迎回到英语任你说。Thank you for listening. Today we're gonna take our cue from you.最近我们在平台上有提出一些问题 and thank you for those of you who participated in our polls and questions. Thank you especially to 思远 who asked 怎么样用英语谦虚 And so this is a really fascinating topic because it's not just about the language. It's not just about what you say because it's also an attitude.因为这个问题它不仅仅是一个语言的问题，它也是一个思维的问题，一种态度的问题。那么中西文化在这里是大大不同的，所以我们今天也 feature 了一位特邀嘉宾 David。 那么我希望我们的这段对话可以让大家更具体的了解一下西方人对谦虚到底持有什么样的态度呢？
Okay, so when someone pays you a compliment, for example, you look incredible todayWhat would you say? How would you respond?
First, I wouldn't say anything. I would just smile. And then I would take the compliment and I would be very happy about it because it's a nice thing of the other person to say to me. And then I would thank the person and take the compliment as it is.
So, how much of that did you understand?
David 的答案你听懂了多少呢?
Let's go over it together.To go over something, 我们一起看一看某件事情。Let's go over it. Let's go over it together. 我们一起看一看。Let's go over it. Now, first things first.
首先我们要注意的是，当我在形容夸某个人的时候，夸的动词在英文里
it's to pay someone a compliment. Of course,
当然了，你也可以说 to give someone a compliment. 给某个人一个 compliment.
But here I used pay to pay someone a compliment.To pay someone a compliment. Okay, now let's review what David had to say.
First, I wouldn't say anything. I would just smile. And then I would take the compliment and I would be very happy about it because it's a nice thing of the other person to say to me. And then I would thank the person and take the compliment as it is.
He made it very simple for us. He used words like first, 首先,And then,
接下来
and then, 然后 And so when we hear these words, first, and then, that's telling us there's an order to things.
他讲述的这些事情是有顺序的。
那么首先 first, I wouldn't say anything. I would just smile.
当别人在夸他的时候，当别人 pay 了他一个 compliment, 他不会马上回复任何话，而是会先用笑容回复
I would just smile.And then I would take the compliment and be happy about it.
然后我会接受这个 compliment, 我会接受这些赞扬我的话。
And then,
然后呢,
thank the person.
然后我会感谢这个人。
And take the compliment as it is.
然后无论对方是怎么样的夸我,是怎么样说的好话,
I will take the compliment as it is.
我会就这样接受。
So what do you notice about this?To take something as it is means no questioning, means no saying it back to the person. To take something as it is not easy.
就是非常实在的接受别人跟我们说的好话，不去给予他任何的评价，不去给予他任何的判断，不去给予他任何的
rejection, sometimes even, or denial.
这个其实是一件, well, 是一件比较西方的这么一个 behavior, I think.因为通常我们都会非常谦虚地说啊，没有没有，哪里哪里 right?
But you see, in his response, that does not exist.
这个哪里哪里没有没有，在这段对话里是不存在的。
So to take something as it is means to simply just to accept it. Now ask yourself, When was the last time someone said something really nice to you, really complimentary to you? And how did you respond? Think about that for a moment. And what if instead of saying 哪里哪里, 没有没有, or no, 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 if someone says you're good and you respond with, no, no, I'm not good, why would you do that? Is it because you're really not good? There for sure is a cultural difference in the way that the Eastern culture conditions us in a way that we simply cannot or have a very hard time letting a compliment just land. And so maybe it would be worthwhile to try responding to compliments this way. Instead of being 谦虚, would you consider trying just smiling, saying thank you, and just taking the compliment as it is?
与其用东方的美德去回应西方的赞扬,
why not try something different?
为什么不用西方的思维,为什么不用西方的这种自信,
这种 attitude of gratitude to let something nice sit with us? So let's get back to our conversation, because I ask this question again.
让我们再次回到对话里。 And so another situation, another circumstance, after a concert, it was really brilliant. And people pay you tons of compliments about your work, about your art. How would you respond?
I would respond probably in exactly the same way. But the more interesting thing, I think, is what not to do when someone pays you a compliment. What not to do and what not to say.
Ah, for example, what shouldn't you say?
大家也听到了,我把情景换了一下,但是 David 的答案仍然是一样的,但是他补充了这么样一句话。
But the more interesting thing, I think, is what not to do when someone pays you a compliment. What not to do and what not to say.
Ah, for example, what shouldn't you say?
What he finds more interesting isn't only what to say, but what not to say and what not to do.
David的回复是说,当别人夸赞我们的时候, 我们的回复不仅仅包括我们需要说什么和做什么,更重要的也是非常有意思的一点,是应该不去做什么,不去说什么。
What not to do and what not to say.
Ah, for example, what shouldn't you say?
那么如果你有兴趣了解更多的话,一定要注意收听我们下一期的节目。
And until then, I hope you practice taking compliments in and just letting them land.
I hope you've gotten quite a few words from our session today. If you liked what you heard here, write us a review, give us a rating, and share it with a friend.
如果你也有想说却说不出来的话,不知道怎么说的话,不知道怎么念的单词,可以在我们的脸书专页上留言,我会在节目里回答。
And of course, remember to subscribe.
记得要订阅关注我们的播客
podcast. We're serving fresh episodes every week. Until the next time, keep listening, keep making time to do what you love.